Welcome to Mondays with Miles. It's an exciting time of year as the Football Championship Subdivision, Division II, and Division III football tournaments are underway. Dr. Brand, why should people tune into these games?
They're going to be very exciting. I think this is an opportunity for these divisions to have a playoff in which the best teams confront each other. It produces larger interest amongst our student athletes, as well as particularly amongst the fans. It'll be exciting for them.
And there are good games on television. We can tune in from home.
There are good games on television, some on broadband as well. I think everyone will be able to root for their favorite teams, their home teams.
Obvious question. Let's talk a little bit about why there isn't a tournament for the top-tier teams in Division I.
You know, that may be one of the questions that I'm asked the most when I go out on the road and talk at schools and various other places. And as I've thought about it, it seems to me that the real underlying reason why we don't have a tournament in Division I at the bowl level is because of the importance of the regular season. I think these schools in division, what used to be called 1A, really want to emphasize that regular season. You know, a good example would be the Michigan-Ohio State game. That was a traditional rivalry. Those traditional rivalries in Division 1A are critically important to the schools, to the student body, to the alumni, as well as to the students and the athletes and their coaches. And they want to make sure they continue to emphasize that. And if you turn Division 1A into a tournament sport, I think those very strong traditional rivalries that the fans have come to love and expect would be diminished. So they really want to do what they really want to do is focus in on the regular season.
But is it fair, take Boise State for example, is it fair that Boise State, perfect through the regular season, won't have an opportunity to challenge for a national championship?
There are folks who want to see a national championship. But Division 1A, the bowl championship division, is just different. That's not what it is. It really has a history and tradition of the bowls, which are third parties. We do have more bowls now than we had in the past, so we can make an argument about whether there are too many or not. But Boise State, for example, is going to have a great opportunity to play in a terrific bowl. They're going to have a large fan base. We can argue about whether they're the best team in the country at the end of the season or not. And part of the fun, frankly, for fans in sports is to sometimes argue about who's number one. And I think those arguments are fine.
Okay, well, I see your point. I do have another question, though, about the end of the regular season and getting to those BCS bowl games. We got a 50-day break in there. You don't see that in any other sport, 50 days between your final regular season contest and a postseason contest. Why do we need such a long break?
Well, it's a little longer because the Big Ten is involved, and the Big Ten has had a strong tradition over many years of finishing its regular season before the Thanksgiving break. Other schools and other conferences continue on, so it isn't quite 50 days, but it could be a month or longer, and that's just because of the Christmas break, the bowl season. It gives the coaches an opportunity to work with their student athletes. 30 days is rather traditional as long. 50 days, because of who's involved, is very long. Is it too long? Perhaps, but I think you have to also look at the point that they want to make sure that these games could be seen by a broad audience. That means you have to have a special television window for it, and that pushes the date ahead.
For all of those at home who don't necessarily understand how it works, you or I couldn't just say, hey, we want to see a postseason playoff structure in Division One. What was Division 1A? Tell us a little bit about how the NCAA works with the bowl games and how it's all put together.
Well, the short answer and the quite simple answer is the NCAA has no role whatsoever to play in postseason bowl championship games. We don't have anything to do with the bowls. The bowls negotiate with the conferences, and they make prearrangements. What number you finish in a certain conference is contracted with a bowl to see which bowls you go to now. In the past, it was more of a bidding process, but now it's all pretty well contractually committed in advance, depending where you wind up in your conference and how the conferences negotiate these. The NCAA has no role whatsoever to play. I do like to watch the game, but that's about my only role in it, and that's fine. I mean, I think that group of schools running their football programs as they do in the traditional way they have works well, and I don't think the NCAA needs to be involved. Now, we do have a different role. We got to make sure the student athletes are eligible. We have to make sure that they're making academic progress towards the degree. That kind of regulatory work we continue to do, but we don't have any role to play in the postseason or in the old Division 1A. Do we have any role to play during the regular season for football either?
And as we're talking about playoff football this time of year, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about some of the changes going on in the coaching world. There have been a lot of switches in the last last few weeks, and I don't want to talk about any of them specifically, but what should we look for with regard to hiring practices now in the next month or two?
Well, we're seeing a group of coaches now finding themselves in a market that also includes in football, the NFL, and that has raised the payout for these, the compensation for these coaches. Now, the amount the school puts in is still about the same, not inexpensive, but only a small portion, less than 25% on average of what their total compensation is. The other parts of the compensation are going to come from apparel contracts, speaking engagements, summer camps, and so on. But we're going to probably see a continued rise in their compensation packages because of that outside earned income. The other thing we should be looking for, I hope, is searches that are open and fair. We have some great coaches on the sidelines who are ethnic minorities who deserve a shot at it. I mean, if you're interested in a quality coach who's going to produce a winning team, universities should not overlook any possibilities. And if you make your decisions too fast, and if you don't look at all the talent available, you run the risk of not getting the best coach. And unfortunately, African-American head football coaches have been on the outside looking in, despite the quality of their efforts.
All right, well, we'll keep our eye on that. Thanks for chatting some football with me. It's an exciting time of year. Make sure to tune into all of the playoff games you're seeing on television, and we will see you next week.